Welcome to episode one of Broken the Stigma of Animations Being Childish. In this one, we will be talking about animation and Disney and classics. So, animation is something that so many people have grown up with, from the start of Disney and classics, such as Snow White, Cinderella in the 1930s, to later on Pixar. Its own emotional classics like Up or Finding Nemo, which both focus on growth and family. These classics have undoubtedly been shown to a large platform of children across different generations, and have influenced them. However, as time goes on, so does the way people view shows, which leads me to my question. Why and how have modern animations broken the stereotypes and the idea of them being childish? When we think about princesses, we think about long dresses and hair. A fine, beautifully slim woman who appears young with big blue dazzling eyes and soft, delicate features. We think about the fact that even though they are the main character, they always happen to know true love's kiss by a charming and dazzling prince. We look at the fact that most of them, for personality, are naive or like feminine and quiet activities, such as brushing their hair or searching for the perfect dress to wear at the ball that they obviously would not want to miss. This is true for most of the early stages in Disney, including the original, such as Mickey Mouse. However, one thing needs to be made clear. Animation was not really originally for children until the 1950s and so on, especially animated series. This can be supported by looking at the fact that the Warner Bros. Invented Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck for them to be aired before one of their movies. It was sort of like a way to pass time if you wanted to be entertained, but did not want to lose a specific movie, which may have been airing in 10 minutes. The Looney Tunes were supposed to be simple, short skits that adults would understand or that would just keep you entertained, like Wile E. Coyote and Roadrunner. In short, cartoons were supposed to be for adults. They were supposed to have adult humor and dark jokes. So the fact that now animation seems to completely be for children is actually odd. And this concludes episode 1.